Welcome to episode 46 of your favorite movie podcast, Extra Features. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Still and forever, Bob the intern.
Can you believe it? We made episode 46, Bob?
No.
You've made 42 episodes in a row.
In a row?
Kevin, 46.
How many years have we been doing this now?
Three.
Too long.
3 years?
I think 3 years, yeah. Well, you used to live at that first recording studio that we used that crappy Audacity program on Eglinton.
No, we never recorded in my office.
We did too. It was the winter we started.
Oh, really? Wow.
We started in the winter and recorded.
I've lived here for 2 years. So
maybe it's 4 years we've done it. No, it's going to be three.
I think it's pushing three.
Considering
you've done 4 episodes without me, Kevin still live here.
No,
he
wasn't.
Best episodes ever.
Oh, my God. Bob, we had one mic, and we were passing them to each other.
Yeah. I sort of remember that one. Yeah, when I came in, it was sort of two mics.
And then we had that great idea to record 2 episodes in the same day with the biggest snowstorm of the year.
Nice. That was a good snowstorm.
It was.
I'm sure the listeners are for the Braille version of the show. The listeners are really enjoying this.
Are fascinated. I know. Related. Okay, get on with it then.
All right.
I'll be quiet.
First movie on the list, Iron Man 2.
Wow, didn't this come out last year at the rate we've been reviewing lately?
Well, it's what, August, and it came out in May.
I've been a little busy. I will fully put this all on there.
He doesn't watch any movies.
So yeah, we know, so it doesn't matter.
The he being
called. Okay. Directed by Jon Favreau, starring Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, Jon Favreau, Scarlett Johansson, and I'm still acting the same way Jackson that was when I was in Die Hard 3. Don Cheadle and Sam Rockwell.
That was a very nice impression.
Well, that is Don. I could be an angry black man occasionally.
All right. Bob, thoughts? Thoughts on Iron Man 2. Did you see this one?
What? I did see it. I saw it at the theater.
You saw it in the theater.
I'm going, wow, it's not
this. Should this movie have been in 3D?
No.
God, no. Okay.
No. It was good. I liked it.
I ate popcorn, and I had a box of licorice.
You're starting already, are you?
I miss you.
Thank you. I'm touched.
You have been. I know.
Anyway, going back to Iron Man 2, it was amazing. I was in the theater, I'm going, this is really good.
Did you have anything else?
Did either one of you, you obviously saw it in the theater.
Yes.
Did you stay past the credits?
Everybody stayed past
the credits. You don't stay past the credits. You don't even come in during the before credits thing.
Okay, the Thor hammer, is that what we're discussing? I've seen it.
Okay.
Now, come on, get into it. Do we like Scarlett Johansson?
As what? An actress?
Hot?
I thought she was
pretty good.
She did a good job.
She didn't upset me. I thought she was just going to be eye candy, which she was, and could act.
She can act?
It was shocking, don't you think?
Sure.
I mean, I saw her in the painted mirror or the painted room with a view or whatever that bad movie was. Girl with Pearl Earring.
Which I own.
Oh, my God, that was painful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really, and then I liked her in Ghost World, so I know she can act. And Gwyneth Paltrow seems to do pretty good.
Ghost World was a long time ago.
What, Ghost World?
On the old acting spectrum for Scarlett, that was a long time
ago. Well, I remember, that's the first time I ever saw it, I thought she was pretty cute.
She was very young.
And what about the replacement of Don Cheadle over Terrence Howard? Oh my God, thank you.
Really?
I don't like Terrence Howard. I never have.
I thought he was okay in that movie.
I thought Don Cheadle was better. I like Don Cheadle.
It's not necessary, but Don Cheadle did a good job.
Well, I heard Terrence Howard wanted more money, so they just boosted
Marvel Studios doesn't pay any more money to anybody. So.
And they said to him, he goes, I want more money. They're like, yeah, I'll see you later. Get out.
Well, my thoughts were that I liked it. I thought some parts of it were actually better than the first movie.
I thought adding Sam Rockwell made the movie for me.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun as Justin Hammer.
Hey, we're missing some guy in this list, aren't we? The villain? I don't see the villain.
Yeah,
there.
This is Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Mickey Rourke's on the...
Did you not see the movie, Bob?
I did see the movie.
I thought Mickey Rourke did a fantastic job.
For some reason, he wasn't on my version of IMDb.
For what? When I spread Backlash was a villain, I got to say my eyes rolled in the back of my head going, Backlash? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But I thought they really did well with him.
I liked the whole Monte Carlo scene. That was really good.
That was my favorite scene.
And then when he has the briefcase armor.
That was awesome.
That was fun, too.
But I just like how it continued the first one, that Sam Rockwell was trying to be Tony Stark.
I like the whole Stark Expo stuff.
I thought that was great. When Tony Stark comes out and the dancing girls come out, yeah. I thought that's all Tony.
The watermelon scene I didn't care for that much. The drunken
Was horrible.
That was annoying.
But I just hope it wasn't that long. I thought it was maybe an extra 2 minutes too long, maybe 10 minutes too long. I don't know. Maybe they could have touched on it briefly or just never went to it. I think I would have been fine.
And, you know, nice setup for Thor. I mean, Agent Coulson goes off to Arizona, and then we see him in Arizona with the hammer.
Yeah, do you want to get into Thor now, what we think?
We know what's coming next.
Well, did you watch the preview that they showed in San Diego?
No, I've heard, you know me, I don't watch previews, but I've seen the pictures. I do look at stills.
It's like a 5-minute preview.
And?
Pretty good.
You can tell me. It is good. Bob, you seen it?
No.
Well, there's a lot of Asgard stuff. Asgard looks interesting.
It doesn't look like it should look like, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's very Kirby.
Okay, good. That's what I want.
Very Kirby.
Someone described it as sort of a Wizard of Oz type.
Kirby is Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, more like something out of Lord of the Rings.
Great. So it's all CGI then?
Yeah, so it's CGI.
Okay.
And you know, what's his name? Is there as Odin?
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins. We looked good fine.
Yeah. So basically, something happens at the beginning of the movie where Thor is disgraced.
As usual.
Right? There's this long over narration of Odin saying, "You're my vain and selfish son, and, you know, you don't deserve to be my heir, and so I'm going to banish you." So he banishes Thor to Earth, and that's the hammer and Thor end up on Earth. And Thor, I don't know if he loses his memory or not, but he gets picked up by Natalie Portman, who plays Jane Foster.
Are we going to like Natalie Portman? Like, is she ever going to get better?
She seems good in the previous.
Okay. I always think she's okay. Like,
he has a very interesting way of speaking.
I heard that.
Chris Pine, of course, being Australian.
I didn't know that. I thought he was American.
He's Australian. But he speaks with a very, almost kind of a lilted Shakespearean accent.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Is Chris Pine Thor then? I thought it was somebody else.
No, not Chris Pine. That's Captain Kirk. Chris Hemsworth, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, Chris Pine?
Yeah,
okay.
Chris Pine is American, but Chris Good. Hemsworth is Australian. Anyway, so he has to get the Thor back, the hammer back to become Thor, but the hammer won't come out. It's like King Arthur's sword. It's only when he's worthy of the hammer of Thor that it'll come back to him. So it's him becoming worthy as a man.
I got it.
And I think as his struggles, he probably connects with people. And decides at that point that he wants to stay though.
Good. Sounds good. I have a couple questions for you guys.
Final scene
in
the trailer.
Sorry.
Is a giant robot coming out of the sand in the deserts of New Mexico. And the SHIELD agents are like, oh god, is this another one of Stark's robots? I don't know. He never tells us anything.
Sentinel.
No, it's the Destroyer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The Enchantress is going to show up.
What's that?
The Enchantress, isn't she the Destroyer?
She might be in it, but the Destroyer is Odin's...
Yeah, it's like a robot.
...final warrior. But yeah, his face opens up and fire comes out of
yeah,
his face.
I remember it.
Well, it looks great. Looks wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. I know the drunk scene was a problem.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Iron Man for a second. I just remembered. You know when Stark is sitting with Samuel Jackson at the donut shop?
Yeah.
Is there a point to that?
Well... They were trying to get him back on track.
I know, but I just thought, really?
It was a good scene. I mean, it was also the reveal that the Black Widow was...
I agree with you.
...working undercover.
Okay, so I guess that's my question.
And then, you know, the whole bit about Stark is not good enough for the Avengers.
Yeah, I like that line. I thought that was kind of funny.
I'm pretty sure they'll probably call in...
Are we having John a third Chief. One of these?
Yeah, there'll be another Iron Man.
There is going to be?
After Avengers.
Yeah, I know they made a fortune of money. They made more than number one now. It went over the $800 million mark.
I like the movie a lot.
So,
it looked great.
I thought it was fantastic.
Well done.
I'd like to see it in Blu-ray at some point.
September 27th.
Yeah, I actually might buy this one for a change, so instead of renting. So Bob, thumbs up.
Definitely.
Kevin, thumbs up.
Oh, really?
Let's move along. Yeah. Double thumbs up, go buy.
All right, next movie on the list is Toy Story 3 in 3D. Bob, did you see this one?
I didn't get a chance to, no.
Pardon? Get out. You're out. You're gone. I don't even
Simon
want to speak to you again. Get out. Go see it now. I'm going to pause the podcast. You're going to go see it and come back. We'll watch it while you're gone.
You're going to pause it for a week.
No, you're going right now.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No.
How could you not see Toy Story? I don't even want to discuss the CW
because
why you didn't see
because
it.
Because I saw another movie instead.
What?
What was that one? Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter what you didn't see over Toy Story. Because Calvin Newell, I'll call you out on this.
Inception, I saw Inception.
Still not as good as Toy Story.
Okay. Inception wasn't even on our list at that point.
Okay.
Not at that point.
So, you can be quiet, because you're no longer needed. Kevin, Toy Story 3.
Yeah, Mutant Chips here, man.
Okay, I will start. I took my daughter, my 3-year-old daughter's here, first movie in 3D. This movie was fantastic. This is now my favorite Toy Story movie. And you, my friend, missed it. Too bad for you.
I'll still be
fine. I thought this was great. It brought in Star Wars into this universe. I thought they took the concept. I thought I was going to tear up on numerous occasions. It was scary
at times, and sad.
My daughter kept going to me, "Daddy, this movie's scary. He's a bad man.
I agree.
And I'm like, I thought this movie was rated G, so I thought it would be fine for my kid.
My girlfriend and I went to see this.
And?
Hey, Debbie. And then my feeling on it was that there were some pretty intense adult themes.
Absolutely.
In this movie. And surprising for a children's movie for something like this. Because, I mean, basically, they're debating, either going in the garbage or going into a box forever.
That's correct.
With the hope that maybe Andy's grandchildren or own children may play with him when he
has kids. Or one day Andy will come back and play with him.
Skipping ahead, Andy's now a teenager and he's going to college.
Okay. I love the setup for this because they do the same setup for this and they do in Toy Story 1. Exactly the same opening scene for the most part.
Yeah.
And they call Buster and Buster's the old dog. I'm like, perfect. And I was so into it right at that point when Buster was old. And I'm like, this is not my Toy Story.
No. That was the thing, too. It was basically saying that Toy Story, that was our Toy Story, the one that we had 20 years ago. This is for a new generation. This is us dealing with the fact that we're now old. And that toys are really for kids.
It did.
And, there's some pretty intense scenes when the toys end up at the daycare center and they're basically in prison.
Oh, that was awesome.
And being, what was his name? The bear.
Oh, Huggle Bear?
Yeah.
Hugs a Bear? Huggle Bear.
Something like that.
Hugs a lot.
Yeah.
Played by Ned Beatty and played awesome.
Yeah.
I thought when Buzz turned crazy and they made Buzz the evil Buzz.
Yeah.
And they're locking him up. That wasn't my scene. I thought that was pretty intense.
That was intense. But even worse.
That crazy baby.
Oh, the crazy baby was scary.
Oh, my God. It freaked me out. I'm like, am I watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. And then the whole sequence where they basically go to hell.
Oh, my God.
They go to the...
That's when my daughter lost it.
Yeah, I was losing it, too. I mean, they go to the dump. They escape...
Everything.
Being just completely destroyed... They end up on the final hill of chips, garbage chips, heading down into a fiery pit.
Yeah.
So they're basically on the verge of annihilation. It's like an army film
when they back it up. They're on the thing.
Yeah.
We think Hugs a lot.
Yeah,
is going to turn the corner, and he's going to become good. And he goes to hit the button. He goes, nah, and takes off on them.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
He betrays them.
And you think it's the end, and then one of my favorite scenes in the movie is when the little Martians, because I have one at home, goes, the claw is my master, and they send the claw in to save them.
I know, but when they're on that hill.
And they're going down, you think it's over.
Isn't that one of the most intense scenes?
I thought they were done. I'm like, who are they going to kill off?
Woody, who never gives up, and Buzz, who never gives up.
They basically look
at each other, and they're like, we're shit out of luck.
Yeah, we're done.
We're dead.
We're done, I agree.
Let's just hold hands and accept oblivion.
I agree.
And they're heading down there, and I'm like, seriously, this is a G film for kids?
Yeah, my daughter was losing it during that scene. She's like, Daddy, I don't like this movie.
Yeah. And then the claw saves them, and then we're dealt with probably 10 minutes of the saddest film saddest, but in a happy way.
I know.
When Andy gives his toys over to the little girl.
Tearing. The tears are about to pour out of my head.
But plays with her. So it's revisiting. He's teaching her all the history of the toys and how they all fit together. I'm getting sad talking about it. It was brutal. It was brutal great.
I agree.
But, and of course, the animation was. Fantastic.
This wins the best animated picture.
Oh, and this hands down.
You win. Don't even bother running Shrek 4 against it.
No competition. Did Shrek 4 even, I guess it came out last
year. I saw it. Oh, yeah. It made $238 million.
Jeez.
Don't know how. They're making a 5.
I mean, this was just...
awesome.
Yeah.
I still say to this day...
And the romance between Buzz and Jesse.
I love Spanish Buzz.
Spanish
Buzz. Enoluda.
Yeah, he had all the show Spanish Buzz.
Oh, he was the best.
And the end when they put on the Latin music, he was like, I don't understand why I dance like this.
I thought it was great when she gave him the toys.
Yeah.
And my shout out to my daughter, her favorite character was Ham. Ham was her favorite.
Ham is the
pig.
Oh, yeah.
She loved the pig. Well, the pig's funny.
I love the sequence at the beginning, too.
When the pig's
like,
the evil pig and they see the pig, she loved that. She was laughing so hard.
That was really
And had my favorite, the monkeys.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Potato Head's eye. Where's my eye? I guess.
Well, the Mr. Potato Head sequence when they put his features on the
crepe
or whatever it is on the pancake.
On the pancake and then they put it on the cucumber.
Or the fun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was crying.
Yeah.
These guys are geniuses.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll ever make another one, so.
Oh, who knows, but.
I don't think they can.
I mean, it would be passing the torch to the next generation of kids.
I don't know. I'll tell you how Tangled is for next, but yeah, I give Toy Story my pick of the year.
High ratings for this year.
Yeah, I think you guys know I watch more movies probably than we ever review.
Yeah.
And this is my best movie I've seen all year.
It's definitely one of the best movies I've seen this year.
I'll lay it on the line right now. I think it's better than Inception.
Oh, really?
And I loved Inception.
Well,
I think
say that really
I know, I'm not going into it anymore, but I'll state it right now that I liked it better than Inception.
I like this movie a lot.
And if anybody has a giant Toy Story poster 3, please
really,
send it to me.
I don't really have a problem with that statement of being the best movie of the year so far. I mean, we still got some time, but
I know.
I can't see it being surpassed.
Okay, so, Bob. Give them to the Greek. Or as I say...
Bob hasn't seen this one either.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, because unless you two can convince me otherwise, I won't be seeing it at all.
Oh, well, I hate
that.
Directed by Nicholas Stoller, stars Russell Brand, Jonah Hill, Rose Byrne, Maria Lopez, Pink, Cole Meany, and Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera was in this movie?
What? Christina Aguilera was in
Pink
this?
Pink was in this movie?
Yeah, they're in for like 2 seconds. I think they just do cameos.
Yeah, all right. What'd you think?
Hang on, he's missing somebody again. He's missing the chick from Mad Men.
As his girlfriend. He's also missing...
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy's big on this movie. Did you actually look at IMDb and write down the top three?
It's because he doesn't has no perspective on it.
That's okay, because you can see it. So, Cal, you can go first. Come on.
All right, I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. I did not expect to like it, and I went in and I enjoyed it. The scenes when he has the Jeffrey and he has to rub the furry wall... are classic to me. It's like, I'm going to cover my husband in this shit, be like a werewolf house. You know, like, it's just, it was a fun movie. And I hate Jonah,
I hate Jonah Hill.
And
the ever-expanding Jonah Hill, I hate more. That guy gets fatter every movie. They're going to need a wide lens just to get him on a frame soon.
But I liked him in this movie, and I liked Russell Brand a lot.
I love Russell Brand, though. I'm one of the few people
because
on him.
I was expecting to be a one-note, but he was back actually just a guy.
I didn't love, I didn't hate this. I thought it was a little awkward at times.
And in theory, this is a sequel to Forgetting Sarah
because
Marshall,
he's the same guy.
Same character.
But, I mean, I thought the scenes with her out partying being, kind of a bromance, very funny.
Yeah.
And he kept calling his girlfriend while he's fucking some chick. And he's getting the photos. And he's like, what? I think we should see other people.
African child. But the scenes where, he comes across, he seems like an utter dick.
Yes.
And he's going to play African Child on the Today Show.
Nothing wrong with African Child.
Whatever. And then he gets there and he goes, why don't we play something else, one of his early songs. And he plays it and he just kicks ass.
I thought they didn't know the words. Did the band forget the words? He forgot the words and took him a couple minutes?
That's what he said. Yeah, they had to. But that was a great sequence. I liked that. I liked it a lot. We had a good time with it.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was a little awkward when they did the threesome.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucked. What the hell is going on? I'm like, we're going to do a threesome.
I think we have to have a threesome. Okay.
And you know what's weird? I'm watching that movie, and I hadn't seen Mad Men yet. And I just started Mad Men. I'm like, hey, I know that chick. She's in Gabby to the Green.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just thought it was a strange movie. I can't say I loved it. I can't say I hated it. I'm very down the middle on it.
I liked it. I went on the plus side, so we're a little split on this one. But
yeah, I thought it was fun. Hate it. I didn't hate it. I saw this when it came out, so I'm trying to remember some of these movies.
But I'm suspecting there'll be some hate for the next movie on the list.
Oh, I don't know.
Give 'Em Hell, Malone.
I think I might surprise you.
Directed by Russell Mulcahy, stars Thomas Jane, Ving Rhames, French Stewart, Gregory Harrison, and Elsa Pataky. Intern, you saw this one.
I did.
What did you think of Give 'Em Hell, Malone?
Your comments on it before we even started were what? There'll be some hate for it?
There'll be some hate.
You're correct, sir. Oh. I hated this movie.
Why?
It started off, and it started off, I don't know, it just didn't.
Started off like the Spirit movie should have started off like that. Good
but
chasing.
I still didn't like it. It just didn't hit me.
Tell me why. Break it down. Like, you didn't like Thomas Jane?
I didn't like Thomas Jane.
You didn't like Ving Rhames?
Thomas Jane was the one that didn't do anything for me.
Well, he is kind of, I can see that, but I didn't mind Thomas Jane. I didn't mind Ving Rhames. I just thought the story had great sequences at times. I liked the chasing in the beginning with all the violence, because that's what threw me off. I think I needed a couple minutes to figure out what was going on, because it was very film noir. Like, very
noir.
And I liked it for that. It took me a while to get into this movie. But I thought the story was horrible. That was my biggest problem. Like, wow, we're ripping off the Spirit and the Shadow at the same time.
Likeable character. I thought Malone, he's brain damaged or something's happened to him. Where he thinks he's like a hard-boiled detective.
And he's not.
In the 1930s, but it's now. It's modern times. And, I liked it, but it has a lot of flaws. And there's a reason why it's a direct-to-video release.
A lot of flaws.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get this out in theaters, and you can see why it failed. The script doesn't hold up.
They tried
to
premiere it last year at Comic-Con, 2009.
And nope.
And, it just doesn't... Thomas Jane loves movies, and loves comics, and loves shows, and stuff like that. He was hilarious this year at the Eisner Awards. But he... and he pulls it off in this movie. It's just the movie itself doesn't support it.
Well, the script stinks.
Yeah.
It's a really weak script.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the acting, other than Ving Rhames and French Stewart, can go away at any time he wants.
Yeah.
You can retire. I just felt I had a lot of problems with the script.
I didn't walk away hating it. I kind of walked away saying, that could be better.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, that could be
good idea. I thought the direction was fine in it.
And Russell Mulcahy directed The Shadow. So he's been down.
So it's good. I didn't look like The Shadow. Yeah, I thought it was okay. That's it. A little boring at times, though. So I can't give it a thumb. I can't give the thumbs in the middle.
You know, his mother is in an old age home, and she's perfectly normal. But hey, Mr. Bitey. In an old age home. Sorry. What I'm doing is we're laughing because I've got Kick-Ass playing with the volume down in the background, but we'll save the review of that for another episode.
Yeah.
But Bob is just cowling, of course, because he has not seen the movie as usual. So, pass on, I guess, Give 'Em Hell, Malone, unless you really want to see it.
Yeah, if you're a Thomas Jane fan or you like that film kind of...
if you're a Thomas Jane fan, go and get Hung, season one.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've watched it.
It's on my list of things to watch.
I liked it. It's fun.
Even though I'm on Mad Men season one, so.
Oh, you got a few more great seasons of.
I'm enjoying it. Bob Who Stared at Goats. Oh, sorry.
No, The Men Who Stared at Goats, directed by Grant Heslov, starred George Clooney, Ewan McGregor, Kevin Spacey, Jeff Bridges, Robert Patrick, and others. Simon, what did you think of The Men Who Stared at Goats?
Okay, this movie's bizarre.
It's a weird
one. I need to take some notes. I need to join them in the NL. I did not like this movie. I tried to like it numerous times. I tried to get it. I'm like, this is boring. Really, really boring.
It's weird. Yeah.
It's not my kind of movie. I get what they were trying to do, and I heard this is all based on real things that happened.
Yeah, it's a fictional movie based on real events.
And I'm like sitting there going, "Are you serious?" It was too effed up for me. I couldn't handle it. I tried to like this movie. I thought all the acting was fine. I thought the directing was fine. It just was not a movie for me. It was too out there.
Well, I love the setup when we were detailing the history of... I mean, first off, the movie is about Ewan McGregor, who's basically a useless journalist in Iowa, excuse my language. But, you know, he's not getting anywhere. His wife is leaving him for an ugly fat man. Like, he's just not doing well. And somehow he decides to get himself to Iraq. And in Iraq, he encounters George Clooney. And George Clooney, he's also had some previous encounter with another person who feels that he can stare at his guinea pig and cause his guinea pig to die.
Yeah, that's it.
The guy from News Radio.
Yes, that's him.
So we get the history of how Jeff Bridges' character in the late 60s dropped out on behalf of the military and learned how to develop this, what is it, One Earth Corps or something?
One Earth Corps. Isn't Jedi?
Well, they call themselves Jedi.
They're Jedi, that's it.
Star Wars. But, which is even more funny because it's Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
Talking about Jedis. And,
I saw that part. I laughed at that.
And, but basically in the 50s or 60s, the U.S. intelligence learns that the Soviets have developed their own Psi division.
Yes.
Therefore, the Americans must develop their own Psi.
We're listening!
There's like a weird high-pitched something in the background here.
Okay.
Well, anyway, hey, dip in some donuts. I know where
it is. I know exactly where it is. It's on. Keep going. Let's bring this movie up, you guys.
So, the Americans develop it not because they have any information on Psi.
No, they just need ESP to cover intelligence around
it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Did you like the end of this movie? I thought the end was fun.
When he walks through the wall?
Yeah, and just he takes off in the chopper, and that's the end. You don't know what happened.
But then it's Ewan McGregor voicing over, and
I like that part.
He's growing a mustache.
I was kind of happy when the movie was over.
I thought this movie was kind of funny.
See, there you go. Somebody liked it.
He's got company. I liked it, too.
I didn't love it, but it was cute.
The part where he walks through the wall sort of goes back to the beginning where somebody tries to walk back.
Yes, exactly.
And he hits the wall.
Yes.
So, I should probably already said that.
What do you think, intern?
Loved it.
Why?
Because of all, like, what Kevin was
you
talking
loved it.
About. Yeah. I thought the staring at the goats was, like,
that was funny.
Trying to kill them. He's just staring at them, and then
Kevin's basically and George Clooney trying to one up each other.
That was good. I thought those two worked out well. Worked well together.
Yeah.
And Jeff Bridges' character was just way out there. Like it was sort of like he was back on the Big Lebowski, the dude on crack or something. Like it's just sort of up the ante on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so we're gonna disagree. I give it thumbs down.
So I give it a marginal thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs down.
Why am I not surprised?
Ooh, how about this one? Here's a good one. Edge of Darkness.
Yeah, I saw this. How long ago?
Note to Bob only. Walk Dance Down. Yeah. That's the part I was supposed to read. What happened, Bob?
Yeah.
The sound, there was no sound. So I'm not, there was like that sound you were just hearing in this high pitched thing. That's what I was hearing during the movie. And I'm going,
This movie was directed by Martin Campbell, starring Mel Gibson, Ray Winstone, Katerina Scarsone. I don't know who that is. You didn't watch it. Okay, so what did you think?
I thought this movie reminded me a lot of those 70s movies I used to watch, those old, a lot of very 70s ones. I liked it a lot.
Reminds me of Get Carter.
Very similar to Get Carter. If you've seen Get Carter, you've seen this movie.
Yeah,
I think it's just the newer.
Something's happened to his daughter.
Because she found something to do with the chemical company, if I remember correctly. And they come after her.
Yeah.
And that's really, you're right. This is Get Carter. This is almost exactly a copy of Get Carter. And I love Get Carter.
Yeah.
And I love this movie. I thought it was just fun. I don't really know as much we can say about it.
No.
I mean, his daughter goes missing. Mel Gibson goes nuts and goes trying to find her. We've seen it in Taken. Yeah. We've seen it in Get Carter. It's just the same movie. And if you like that kind of genre movie, go see that.
It's a revenge fantasy movie. It's basically, yeah, you know, Mel Gibson avenging the honor of his daughter.
Are we allowed to talk about Mel Gibson going crazy?
Why not? If you want to talk about Mel Gibson going crazy, let's talk about
is
it.
Is he ever? No, I like Mel Gibson as an actor, though. It's my
I
issue
do
here.
Too. And I'm kind he of upset. A fine performance in this movie.
And I'm kind of upset by this, him going crazy, because I'm not going to see him act anymore.
Well, is he now institutionalized?
No, I just meant his whole thing. His agency dropped him.
He's doing Lethal Weapon 5, I hear.
His agency dropped him, though.
Well, he'll find another agency.
I know. I'm just upset. I like Mel Gibson. He was supposed
he's
to come.
Mel Gibson, you know, he'll come back and pull up his socks. And
okay, well, then I'll be happy. I just like Mel Gibson. So,
he'll
no,
go,
I don't think much.
What the heck was wrong with Mel Gibson this year, and next year he'll be fine.
Okay, then I'm happy.
So, I don't know. He's had a couple of crazy years since he did the Jesus movie.
Yeah, he made enough money, though.
Yeah, and then you did Apocalypto, which I don't think... Did you see that? You must
have. I've never seen Apocalypto.
Apocalypto?
And I have to state on this podcast, before Kevin drops dead, mm-hmm, I've never seen Pump Up the Volume.
What?
Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater?
Never seen it.
Huh.
You're going to have to see
and
it.
And I still haven't seen Saving Private Ryan.
I watch everything.
Saving Private Ryan?
I've never seen
Shaving
it.
Saving Private
Ryan? No, that's what you'll be doing
Shaving,
tonight. We know that.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yes,
I
think that's actually what it's called.
The game
so, Bob.
Simon.
Open the vault.
It's a Christian rat, I think, along the way.
Oh, who knows what's in there? It's been too long.
All right. We got some real classics here today. So, shall we dig in?
I think we should.
You want to start with the first one on the list?
Backdraft, directed by Ron Howard, starring William Baldwin, Kurt
it's
Russell.
Where You Want to Be When I'm Walking and Having Gas.
Rebecca De Mornay, Robert De Niro, Donald Sutherland, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Scott Glenn, Jason Gedrick, and whoever Jack McGee is.
Jack McGee.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know, but that was the name of the reporter on The Incredible Hulk. You'll never get me, Jack McGee.
There you go. Oh, Backdraft. Something you've watched.
Something I have watched. And I never watched it when it originally came out, so I don't know what I was expecting. But when I watched it this time, I was...
didn't see this when it first came out?
No.
It was huge.
I never saw it.
I didn't either. So.
It was something, it was something that I wasn't interested in at the time, so I didn't watch it. But then now you've got me watching it, so I watched it. And I thought, this is really amazing. I liked it. And it's interesting.
Okay. What did you like about it?
The character, the interaction between the characters, like Donald Sutherland, wow, he's playing a character I've never seen him play before. Like, he's just like, he's out of his mind, because it's not the type of character you want your kids to be around, but, like, for him to play that type of character, I was impressed. And the interaction between William Baldwin and Robert De Niro was amazing. So, I enjoyed it.
Kevin?
Robert De Niro was in this movie. I saw this when it came out.
Haven't seen it.
And I wasn't going to revisit it. Sorry. I didn't like it. I thought it was too many characters. Too many uninteresting characters.
Okay, so we're on the same wavelength.
It's a Ron Howard movie, so that's not a good thing in my mind.
My problem is William Baldwin is not a leading actor.
No, he's not.
He was only for like 2 years, had two big movies. Backdraft was one.
Yeah.
And then he got that one with Cindy Crawford, I think it was. I'd never seen
it. Oh, God, yeah.
And Kurt Russell, I always like Kurt Russell. I enjoyed him in this movie. But, I mean, Scott Glenn is the villain. The problem with this movie is it came out in the 80s, and it's such a Ron Howard's 80 movie.
Yeah.
So you have to be a big fan of the 80s to like it, which is fine. I'm a big fan of the 80s, but it doesn't hold up for me.
Did you ever watch the Kurt Russell movies of, like, the 60s when he was doing Disney?
Yes, of course.
So Computer War Tennis Shoes.
Yes, I saw those. All
right.
But when I'm backing up, I hated the ending scene. I'm like, ooh, what a nice soundstage you're shooting on. It had to be one of the worst directed scenes. It looked bad, the final scene on this. With all the fires going off, I'm like, they're not even near it. Like, I don't know, maybe I was spoiled by today's technology, but I was very disappointed by the end of this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Scott Glenn. No firefighter was supposed to die. I was supposed to set all these fire. I just didn't care. I liked parts of it. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why people love this movie. I don't get it. I really just don't get it. So I don't know, I have to give it a pass. I just almost got bored.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
So why?
Thumbs up, because I'm alone on that one.
All right. Now, so here's the movie that's been called the Citizen Kane of cheerleading movies. The first, Bring It On, directed by Peyton Reed, starring Eliza Dushku, Kristen Dunst, Jesse Bradford, and Gabrielle Union. So who would like to start on this?
I will, because I'm the one who'd never seen this movie.
Okay.
This movie is fantastic.
What?
I love this movie.
Whoa, Matt, what?
I loved it. I could not believe I'd never seen this movie. I will buy this movie if I ever see it cheap. It was amazing. If you've never seen this movie, go out and see it. I hate cheerleading movies. Yeah. Fantastic.
I love this movie. Bring It On to me is one of those
was
classics.
Great. I rolled, laughed, and oh my God, Eliza Dushku is hot.
Yes.
This is Eliza Dushku shows up in the cheerleading outfit. I'm like, Kristen, get off my screen. Again. Her and Megan Fox and Helen Aylwin people, Megan Fox show up, get off the screen, Kirsten, you're taking out space. This movie was great. Gabrielle Union loved everything. I have nothing good to this awesome movie. I didn't want to ruin it.
It was
great. I laughed, I cried, I want to see it again.
I own it, I watch it every regularly.
I can see you watching this movie. Right? It is great, fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think the characters were all well shot, like well cast. I thought the movie was well directed. I thought it wrapped up where it was supposed to.
Yeah.
I loved the cheerleading dance offs.
Mm-hmm.
They were really well choreographed.
Yep.
Great movie.
Now Bob is just flabbergasted.
Bob's like, what?
Am I in the right podcast? And what have you done with Simon and Kevin?
Bob, we know you love this movie.
Well, I did, but I'm looking at you two and talking about it. And I'm going, what?
No,
You know me, I love this type of movie, but you two.
It was great. I like good movies, Bob. If they're bad, I'll tell you they're bad. Now, I got a question. Is Fired Up better than this? I don't think so.
No.
I think
Fired Up isn't better than this.
No. I think this is the best cheerleading movie I've ever seen.
No, Bring It On is close.
And know what's funny, guys? After watching this, I watched all the Bring It On movies, one after another.
Cool.
I've seen them all now. They don't get better.
The thing is, the first one was just so good, they've been able to milk that franchise.
Two wasn't bad.
Times.
Two was good. I don't know if you guys are ever going
to
see it. And
I saw
four
it,
are
actually,
horrible.
But I have to
you
see it
You made us watch the last one.
Yeah. Well, then I watched the two in the middle. So.
Yeah.
No, I think this movie's phenomenal. Go out and see it. I don't know. There's
all
not
right.
really much else I can say about it. It's got a cheerleading dance off.
It's a must-see.
I think it's a must-see.
It's a must-see.
They have some Toy Story 3D in 3.
Yeah, they're the best movies we reviewed so far. Although, Iron Man 2 is pretty good, too, so.
So
you're
ahead.
Giving a thumbs up then.
Thumbs up, must buy.
Okay, again, what have you done with Simon?
Loved it.
Well, I gotta give it a thumbs up too, of course. It's me, but okay. Anyway.
You want to say anything about it?
What is there else to say? You basically said it. It's just a great movie.
Love Eliza Dushku showing up. Oh, I can't do gymnastics, and they do the flips. Obviously, it's not her,
yeah,
but it
was
just
good.
So much fun. Oh, can you do this? And she does whatever they tell her to do with the half-bite twist. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
I like the way it was shot.
It was good.
I like movies that are shot well. I'm getting fussy in my old age. I watch too many bad directing movies.
All right, so next movie on our list is Castaway, directed by Peter Yates, starring... No, that's not
what?
Right.
Directed by Robin.
I love this.
Turn the page.
Turn the page.
It says your next page is page.
All right, directed by Robert Zemeckis.
There you go.
Starring Tom Hanks, Helen Hunt, and Paul Sanchez.
Plus the cast of others. I didn't know
and
I had
Wilson.
Wilson. You forgot Wilson.
Wilson.
What?
Wilson.
Oh, the ball. Oh, well, I forgot the ball.
Okay, this movie, I was told
there's
to see to get the Wilson
joke,
so that's why it's on the list.
There's three versions of this movie on IMDb. I had to keep looking for Tom Hanks because he's not... the main character.
Well, then you just click on Tom Hanks.
I did. That's what I did.
Okay.
Tom Hanks was the main character.
It doesn't say that on IMDb. If you go to IMDb, he's down about seven. You have to click on more to get to him.
Really?
Wow,
yeah.
That's weird.
Well, that's bizarre.
I'm going, is this right?
Pretty much all him.
It's all him.
I know. What?
God, this movie sucked. Hard.
Really?
I never liked it.
Really?
I got really bored. On the island, until Wilson shows up,
yeah.
I could put a tack in my foot. I think it would have been more interesting to walk around with for the day.
Wow.
Because I was disappointed. I tried to like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Tried hard to like this movie. Didn't like it. The only part I liked, and even Wilson was kind of amusing, and then it just got boring. He spent so long on the island doing nothing. But trying to get off.
He didn't do nothing. He grew a beard.
He grew a beard and built the raft and this and that. The only part I liked.
Fire.
When
that's
he's,
probably the best part.
Well, when he makes fire. Yeah. And then he's on the raft and Wilson flows off. He goes, I'm sorry, Wilson. I love that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the scene when he's in the car driving and you look over, you see all the water and you see a Wilson volleyball.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I had a lot of problems with the Helen Hunt scene. When she doesn't show up and he goes to find her and they kiss and then he just sort of leaves.
Yeah.
I thought it was too awkward. Like, maybe it's supposed to be awkward.
I think it's supposed to be awkward.
Yeah. I know, but and then he doesn't hook up with the FedEx chick that he's delivering the parcel box and he saved, this parcel saved my life.
Yeah.
You know, I totally thought he was going to hook up with her somehow.
But he does. He turns, hold on.
He doesn't turn. He drives off.
He stops at the crossroads and then he turns around and comes back.
Is he going there?
He's going back.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure what he was doing there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know he gets to the crossroads and turns. I'm like, is he heading back?
Right. That was the thing. Anyway.
I wasn't positive.
That connection with the wings was going to bring him there to that woman who's single and available.
Yeah, I know. So he is going to hook up with her.
That was my impression.
But I just did not like that. Helen Hunt's so plain, though. I never liked her Mad About You. I know Kevin loved it, but I hate it.
It was okay. I'm not a huge What did you think?
What about Twister? She was in that. Didn't you like her in that one?
I did not like Twister.
Oh.
Whoa.
Or the...
Really?
There was another one she
really
was in.
I really
liked Twister. Tom Wilkins was in that, and I can't remember the name of it. But anyway. What did I think of this movie? I didn't have to watch it again because I remembered enough of it to give an opinion. I'm going to have to give it a marginal thumbs up because, as you said, it's boring, but it has its good parts. So,
what are they?
Well, when he says, I have made fire, I like that.
Is that like when you say, I've had 10 bites of the buffet? Is that like equivalency of that? Like, I'm just trying to figure that out.
For not for Bob.
No, okay. Yeah. I'm not saying for Bob, I'm saying in general. I didn't care.
Or me.
Like, I was just like, eh.
Well, wow. That's why I'm giving a marginal thumbs up, because there's
really
just
surprising
like
me.
Goes down.
Why?
Really surprised me. I love this movie. This is a great movie.
Okay, what am I missing?
Well, really, it's a three-act film.
I agree. He gets lost.
And the first act is it's all about, he's a man driven by the clock, obviously.
Correct.
He works for FedEx. It's all about time. Making time, making schedules, blah, blah, blah. And he's making a life for himself as well. But he's having trouble with his fiance getting time together. They're both working.
Yeah.
Like, the job is the most important thing to this guy, and the clock. And those things are removed from him. And he's taken out of the equation when he crash lands on the...
But it never
the
goes into
crashes.
The time. He obviously knows the time because he marks it on the board. So he's
trying. He has trouble. I mean, he's there. He's trying to do it by the clock, or whatever. But he's basically living on the island. And what I like is when he's on the island, the only sounds, there's no music. There's just
nothing.
The sound of the island.
The water. You
he's
the water
alone the entire time.
And he gets all those FedEx packages that wash up.
They wash up. But that's all he has. He has to learn to survive on his own. And the worst part, he had an abscess tooth at the beginning. Everything that could possibly go wrong goes wrong for this poor guy. And he's left to fend for himself. He's got an abscess tooth. He has to take it out on his own when it gets really bad. Again, we see him, like there's this transition where he's taken the tooth out and then it's 3 years later. And he's still on the island and he's a different man. He is so changed. And Tom Hanks actually had to go out. They stopped filming. He went on this diet, this exercise routine, so he lost all this weight, literally transformed himself to be the man on the island, the castaway, right? That's in the first context of the title. He's the castaway,
yes.
Right? Because he's lost at sea. He's alone on an island.
I'm with that.
Okay? His drive, he finds a way, and he's figured it all out with the tides and so on. He figures out a way to escape with Wilson.
He does.
And he makes it back to the mainland. And it's then we go into our third act, where he is trying to reconnect with the world. His fiancée, Helen Hunt, moved on. She remarried. She has a family now.
Yes. A boy, I think.
You know, a baby. She's not coming back. That relationship has ended. She close the book on him as being dead. He was cast away.
Yes.
Which is the other context of the film, is that he was thrown away by his family, by his friends, and so forth. They've given him up for dead. And recovering from that world is not an easy transition for him, because it would be far more easier for him to go back into isolation and not talk to anybody and so forth. He's basically crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
And he has to deal with being re-socialized. And the fact that the one package with the wings was what kept him going, that image of flying and escaping and so forth. I mean, it'd be like being trapped in, it's like a prison drama, and going through the horror of prison.
Prison Break, we're comparing this to?
Not Prison Break, but something like Shawshank Redemption or something like that.
Comparing Castaway to Shawshank Redemption?
No, I'm just saying the whole going to prison.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but...
But I really enjoyed it, and then the music comes back when he escapes the island.
Yes.
And I just thought the acting was top-notch. It's all on Tom Hanks.
Absolutely.
And I think he pulls it off.
Okay, I'll give you Tom Hanks a part.
I don't think
Helen
Hunt was really that important to it. I think it was she was the love interest before, and she was no longer the love interest after.
Yeah, I just didn't care. I just found it boring.
Anyway, I liked it.
I can't find this movie exciting.
I give it a thumbs up. You guys think?
I give it thumbs down.
Thumbs down or marginal thumbs up? Is there a
marginal thumbs up and a thumbs up?
You give it like a 5 out of 10.
Yeah. 6.
All right. Now I didn't see the next two movies on the film. Movies on the list here for this week, and that's
next three.
Oh, yeah, next three. I haven't seen any of the next three, so you guys are all on your
own. Did you actually watch these three you were supposed to?
Yes.
Nanny McPhee.
Nanny McPhee, Bob.
Directed by Kirk Jones, starring Emma Thompson, Colin Firth, Kelly MacDonald, Eliza Bennett, Angela Lansbury, and Olive Gibbs.
Spicy Aunt.
Yes.
All right, Nanny McPhee.
Loved it. Greatest movie ever. He loved it.
Not the greatest movie ever. It's sort of a rip-off on...
Mary Poppins?
Yes, that's it. Mary Poppins. It's sort of Sound of Music at the same time. But it's not bad. Like, Emma Thompson is good in it. She gets transformed all through the movie. Her character's transformed from this hag, I guess we'll say, into this beautiful woman. Because she's helping.
A similar movie?
Yes, cool. Big Nellie?
No, with the woman from Fargo.
Oh, Frances McDormand?
Yeah, what was that movie we watched where she was the cast of... She was like a... she goes and you know, what's her name?
Brad Pitt?
No. That movie where she becomes like the helper to the girl from Enchanted.
I can't remember.
I don't know the one, but I have no idea.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like set in the 1930s.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Pettigrew.
That's it, Mrs. Pettigrew for a Day.
Yeah,
Mrs. Pettigrew for a Day.
Yeah, you're right. I can't believe I just remembered that. See, who'd you say that chick from Leap Year or whatever?
Yeah.
Amy Adams. Which you like.
Who's pregnant? Oh, she gave birth, though.
Oh, that's
she gave birth, so we're still good.
Anyway, Nanny McPhee, I liked it. I'm not going to say it's the best movie ever, but I still liked it for the reason that, like, all the characters, Colin Firth and Emma Thompson, work well together.
Colin Firth is an excellent actor.
Yes, he is.
And I like Emma Thompson a lot, too. I don't think she's bad at all, even though she just trashed Audrey Hepburn in an article I read, which really pissed me off.
She trashed Audrey Hepburn?
Oh, she said she watched Pygmalion, and they're going to remake Pygmalion. Or whatever, My Fair Lady. And she said, well, you know, she can't sing and she can't really act well. Like, you're kidding me, right? I just went,
Audrey Hepburn?
That's what Emma Thompson said.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so go on, continue about Nanny McPhee.
Okay, well, I'm finished with Nanny McPhee 1.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you want to say?
That's all I want to say. I enjoyed the movie. I can't really say more. Okay, you say it then.
I love this movie. It was fun. It was quirky. It was very
good.
Well,
yeah, maybe quirky, yeah.
And I love the Angela Lansbury character.
Yeah.
And I thought everything worked.
Yes.
Like, the kids were miserable, horrible brats.
Right.
And Nanny McPhee gave them the rules.
Right.
I'm not going to be here when you need me. I'm going to be here when you don't want me to be here. And the cane she had, or whatever she would hit, I think it was
a little cane.
And it worked, and you know, And when they finally start accepting and respecting Nanny McPhee, and they need her to save her from the aunt, because their dad's going to marry that crazy woman,
The
one that wants to get rid of the kids, doesn't want to speak to them, doesn't want to be a mother, just wants Colin Firth. Nanny McPhee's not there to help them.
No.
And I like that about the movie. I really think it made you think as a person. It made you think, why did you pull for these kids in the end? You hate those kids in the first 20 minutes.
Yes,
I have kids. My kids were like that. I would probably walk out of my house.
No, you wouldn't.
They were miserable kids. You know what I'm saying, though.
Yes.
And I thought this movie was well. I liked the way she would transform. Every time the kids got better, she got better looking.
Yes.
And by the end of the movie, the kids like her by the end.
Right.
And, of course, the kids save the day, really, in the end. Not Nanny McPhee, the kids.
Yeah.
And she goes off and leaves, and the kids still want her, and she goes, no, I have to go now and go help somebody else.
Right.
And I thought it worked totally well, and I think kids will love this movie. Kids in the 8 to 10 range will think it's a fantastic movie, and I like the quirkiness.
My nephew liked it.
If they played this a straight movie, I don't think it would work.
No.
I like the way they played it. It's like a fairy tale for kids.
Yeah.
It really...
Like, the quirkiness of it really works.
It's like I agree with you. It's a modern-day Mary Poppins.
Yes.
It really is, and I think it works well. It's Mary Poppins without singing.
And the sequel?
Oh, okay. Now, the sequel. One of us is going to hate it.
Well, let's say who's in it first. It's directed by Susanna White, starring Emma Thompson again, Ewan McGregor, Ralph Fiennes, Maggie Smith, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and...
The first one was good. The first one was excellent. You're right. The second one was a kick at the can trying to cash in on the first one. It didn't work this time for some reason.
I will tell you why it didn't work.
What?
Maggie Gyllenhaal is boring.
Yes.
The problem is, this movie is so centric to the head of the household. In the first one, it's Colin Firth, and Colin Firth can act.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't really give him a lot to work with, but he is good when he's there, and it works. The problem with the second one is, she's boring just a boring actress.
That's why they don't give her starring roles.
And the problem is with her, that Emma Thompson is excellent, but they're boring. The kids were whiny. Miserable. The story was dumb. Ralph Fiennes, her brother, had to sell the farm to those crazy women because they owed them money.
Yeah.
It was just a dumb premise. Do you know? It didn't work.
I guess because we both like Colin Firth a lot. He's been in some really good movies. Ewan McGregor in this movie doesn't work.
Doesn't work because the script sucks.
No, the script is
sucks. It's a very weak script.
Yeah.
It plays off the first one, takes the best points of the first one, and tries to repeat them with the same family. But you're kind of like, okay, I've seen this movie, done better, and this movie stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, Nanook Fee does the change, the kids get better. Well, the kids are never really bad in this movie, though.
But Nanook Fee doing the change, like, it's a rehash. You've seen it.
And it's like a remake of the first one done worse.
Yeah.
It never gets better. Oh, Ewan McGregor comes back at the end of the movie. That's why I'm like, where the hell are Ewan McGregor?
We're giving Kevin every reason not to
watch this movie.
I'm never going to watch them anyway.
So. It was awful piece of junk.
Yes.
Maggie Gyllenhaal should never act again. She is boring, plain, and awful. And how do I really feel? Let me tell you. At least it wasn't Katie Holmes I had to watch. That's all I have to say.
The stars of Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Like, it was an awful movie. Skip it. Horrible. Don't let your kids see it. Go take them to Toy Story.
Okay.
Rashomon.
Okay.
Is that anything like Gatchaman?
Yes, exactly. It's the same thing. Giant robots. Directed by Akira
Kurosawa.
Good luck with this.
Kurosawa.
I gave up.
Toshiro Mifune. And a bunch of people I can't pronounce.
Okay.
Directed by Akira Kurosawa.
There you go.
Sorry. Toshiro Mifune. And Machiko Kyo. And Masayuki Mori.
There you go. What'd you think?
I loved it. Like, they were telling a story. It was started out by... Can I do this? It's raining and they're telling a story and they go back.
Yeah, they can't leave. They're all stuck there.
They're stuck.
Because they're stuck because it's teaming ring.
Right.
So they all start talking about something that happened.
Something that happened.
And they heard about it.
Perspectives.
And all from different perspectives to get everybody in the movie's perspective of the movie. What a strange movie.
It's strange. My girlfriend, Janine, there you go.
Shout out.
She owned the movie. She had me watch it, and I thought, this is really good. And then, so I put it on the list, and Simon eventually says, okay, I'll watch it, and I don't know, then your turn. But I really like this movie. They're giving different perspectives of what happened from different people's point of view. That's what it was about.
I thought this movie was really well directed.
Yes.
I like the way they shot different people's perspective from different things. But the problem was, I thought the scene never changed. Like, that was really my big issue with it, that obviously it only takes place or whatever, a kilometer pretty much of the whole thing.
But you have to watch closely because there's different things that change.
Yes, obviously, because one scene, somebody said, oh, I raped her. No, you didn't rape her. She wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And it gives you everybody's perspective of the movie. The problem is, I just got bored after a while.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
I could see why it won whatever it won there, but
best foreign film of 1950.
I thought it was an excellent movie at times. At times, though, I was just like, okay, I got the point. But there's too many characters giving too many opinions. And then at the end, it just flips the whole movie around and they kill each other.
Yeah.
I'm like, why the hell is the point? It took us this long to get there? Because it leads you down one path and flips you to path B, flips you to path C, then puts A and B together to get to C, and then you get D, E, and
you've
F,
got,
and F gets to A, and A is actually the right answer flipped with F.
That's the point
and
of the movie.
That's
you've
the
got
point.
It. It makes you think.
It made me think.
But it made you think boring.
It got draggy, because after a while, I just didn't care. I thought the acting could have been better.
A little.
I thought Toshiro Mifune was awesome. He was great, and I love his movies. I love him. I would have seen this just for him. And he shows you what a good actor is. The girl was a little weak, I thought.
Yeah.
Whatever her name was. And I like her escort. But I just need a little bit more action for me. Maybe it was the subtitles, and I had to keep reading. I wasn't excited ever. Mm-hmm. Except for him. Whenever he was on the screen, it was phenomenal. I love him. He should have won Best Actor probably that year, been up for it, because he was so good. Just wasn't my kind of movie. I can understand why people love this movie. I'm okay with that. Not for me.
Okay.
And I gave it a full-on shot. Like, I sat down and watched it 2 hours and went, this, not for me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Your version of watching a movie. Now, did you watch
straight through?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
One evening, my wife was out. I watched it straight through.
I can't believe you watched the movie straight through.
Yeah, I know. I always never did that. But no, I just
he
wasn't for me.
But he never does.
Okay, and that wraps it up for this episode.
Wait, we never said what we would give it a thumbs up or thumbs
down. You guys liked it, right?
I liked it.
Okay, one last thing before we go.
Uh-oh.
Right.
I just got a little bit tidbit of movie news. I just want to know what you guys have to say. Hermione.
Yes.
Emma Watson. I think,
Emma Watson, yep.
Is up for maybe the girl with dragon tattoo or something.
Really?
I've never read the book. Does she work?
They really want Natalie Portman.
Well, that's why I keep reading.
I didn't read the book. I can't tell you.
So anybody, guys? I don't know.
Apparently, the Dutch film is really good.
I know. I was going to see it.
I don't know.
And what about Green Lantern 2 getting already started?
What?
They haven't come out with Green Lantern 1 yet. 2 and 3 back to back.
Wow.
Okay, that's it. I just wanted you guys to think about that stuff. Fantastic. Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, that's... Never mind. I'm good. I'm out of here.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
And if they make it...
Bob makes us review it.
But Simon makes us watch it.
Simon watches them all. Bob doesn't watch anything.